Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Well, South Carolina has introduced, they are introducing, their own personhood bill, and this is exciting for the personhood wing of the pro-life movement that this is going on in state after state after state, with pro-life leaders like AUL, Americans United for Life, and National Right to Life, and Jay Sekulow, all up in arms and against this. Of course, many of the Republican Party leaders in states are against this. Bruce Benson has been in the news lately in Colorado, and I recall when he was the chairman of the Colorado State Republican Party, this was before Steve Curtis took that position, that a couple of us from Operation Rescue went to meet with Bruce Benson, and he was advocating that we support some Republican candidates who are pro-abortion. And we explained that that supports the killing of innocent children. And he said, well, that may be true, but he supports killing fewer kids than does his Democratic opponent. And that's always uncertain, actually, because when somebody supports killing kids, that makes them a murderer, and murderers are also liars. So that's not necessarily the case. I suggest not believing a murderer, especially an unrepentant murderer. So Bruce Benson, I recall asking him, this was in his office at the Republican state headquarters, downtown Denver, across from the Rocky Mountain News. I remember asking him, well, Bruce, what if we were in Germany just a half century ago and Adolf Hitler was running, or let's say it was Hitler versus the Stalinists in the Soviet Union. And I said, the Stalinists, they wanted to kill more people than the Nazis did. I said, could you imagine voting, supporting Hitler because somebody else wanted to kill more innocent people? And he said, yes. And we were somewhat dumbfounded and asked him to elaborate. And he said, yes. If supporting Hitler meant Hitler would kill fewer people than Stalin or somebody else, then I'd support Hitler. And that's Bruce Benson. And that will be his legacy and the legacy of so many leaders in the Republican Party who want us to accept business as usual, thinking that this will eventually end up in a culture of life as we Christians support those who advocate killing innocent children. So, of course, they're fools, and if it was only that they were fools, that would be one thing, but this is evil. And so it's thrilling that South Carolina has their H-3284, the Right to Life Act of South Carolina. This is being brought up in committee February 14th at 9 o'clock. That's in 2 days from now on Thursday. And we have sent the people who are behind this, Columbia Christians for Life and others, American Right to Life has sent them the Judiciary Crisis Resolution. And that's the resolution that Colorado Right to Life was recommending, and it was being passed in caucuses around Colorado, where the federal judiciary is overwhelmingly pro-abortion, and not one of the Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court believes the unborn child has a right to life. Therefore, there is a crisis in the pro-life movement, and when, let's say, Dick Wadhams, the current chairman of the Colorado State Republican Party, or any Republican, would say to you, oh, don't support a personhood amendment, don't support the personhood amendment because that'll hurt the chances of Republicans getting elected in November. What they mean by that, if they are pro-lifers, because some pro-lifers are unwise and they don't understand, they don't care enough to try to understand, and they really think all that is true. What they mean by that is we have been achieving enough victory with the Republican Party operating as it's been. The status quo over the last 30 years, if we just continue that, eventually we win. Well, whatever justices were in the federal judiciary that believed the unborn child had a right to life, we've pretty much stamped them out. They're gone. And we have replaced them with 100 Republican judges, including Scalia and Thomas and Alito and Roberts, who reject that the unborn child has a right to life. and they reject the personhood of the unborn child. So the movement is in desperate need of a renewed strategy. And boy, are we hearing from leaders around the country. I don't want to give the name, but today a call from, I don't even want to give the state. But, and we've said things like this often in the past, and there has come a day, weeks or months later, when we filled in the details. But a leader from out of state who said, I have been one who was promoting incrementalism, and I was very much against what you guys are doing. I viewed the DVD Focus on the Strategy, and I repent. I am sorry. I was wrong. And personhood and the God-given right to life for the unborn is the only way to fight this battle. And praise the Lord for that. Praise God that more and more Christian leaders, pro-life leaders, are realizing that this is true. And those seven words, and then you could kill the baby, that's how you know if the law is a bad law. And by the way, you could go to that website. Did you know there's a website? We're going to ask our graphic artist team, we have a team of graphic artists, to create a button or a banner ad that we could put on some of our websites that says, and then you could kill the baby.com. If you think about it, next time you're at the internet, just go to and then you can kill the baby.com. Because that's what we're getting to. That's what's wrong with pro-life strategy, and that's what we have to correct. Okay, now let's go to California. Johnny, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hey, hi, Bob. It's nice to speak to you again.
Thank you so much for calling in. It's fun to get calls from the West Coast.
And the weather's nice out here, too.
Yeah, well, you know, Colorado's beautiful, but boy, do you see what's happening in Wisconsin, Johnny? They are about to break their all-time record of the snowiest winter ever. And this is hysterical because on the Drudge Report, whenever the Republican mayor of New York City, Bloomberg, is saying that global warming has the potential to kill everyone on Earth, and whenever Drudge has a headline like that, he pairs it with a headline of the coldest winter somewhere, the snowiest winter, and so he did today. And they're about set today with today's snowfall to break the snowiest winter ever in Madison, Wisconsin. And I think, what is it? They're going over 76 inches as of today.
Wow, you got to love it.
So, Johnny, so what's up?
I've listened to you, especially over the last few months, and you hammer consistently on Republicans, which I think is the right thing to do. And you've been calling out, pointing out the flaws in their thinking and their positions, and you've been hammering also the Republican candidates. As you do that, I see a sleeper coming in that's changing minds and turning hearts, and people are supporting this guy.
You're right. And, Barack Obama.
That's right. Now, my question to you is...
All right, and Johnny, I'm going to let you make your case in full, so go ahead.
Okay, my question to you is... Barack Obama has some very wicked beliefs. He also claims to be a Christian. He also has written two books. I believe it's two books about his transformation that's very persuasive. Yet, he is in a very good position to become our next president, who is going to, of course, lead the executive branch. And he's responsible for making federal laws.
Right.
We certainly don't want to put somebody... in that position who is inconsistent with Romans 13, where governments are supposed to punish evil, and here you have a guy who promotes it, if you will. So my question to you is, why haven't you spoken more about him? Because I think that he is very formidable, and he has the hearts of many Christians, and he's winning them all the time.
I think you're right. It's tragic, but, you know, when you say Christians, that's a catch-all. That's a wide group. And there are thousands of churches in this country where the pastors are pro-choice.
Well, then let me tell
they're
you
they're pro-abortion. And so many of those churches...
Conservative Christians, Bob. Conservative Christians.
Okay. All right. Let's talk through that. But many of those Christians have long... They vote Democratic. They are pro-choice. And Barack Obama is black, and he... plays very well to the black church because overwhelmingly the black church is bloodthirsty for killing unborn black children, and they have killed about 10 million black children. And because of that, I mean, this is just a minor little factoid, but because of that, Hispanics are now the number one minority in America, because blacks have killed 10 million of their own children via Planned Parenthood and other abortionists. So Barack Obama has a free ride from the black church in America, even those who somehow, I don't know how, but even those who somehow are actually saved, are actually in the body of Christ, they vote Democratic. That's almost as bad as the Republicans, you know. And they are, but they're even pro-abortion. So that's a great tragedy. And Johnny, I don't know how to reach that demographic. I don't know how to reach them. How do I do that?
Well, if you've been paying attention to the headlines in Drudge Report, CNN, just go online and you'll find that Barack Obama isn't making his headway merely among African Americans.
Oh, no. He's now, for the first time in the Potomac primaries today, he's leading among women. And he's led among white voters. And, you know, Hillary was leading among blacks early on, but that started to change, and Barack is leading among blacks. So he is coming across almost like the Tiger Woods or the Messiah of the Democratic Party.
Well, are you assuming that the demographic that mostly listens to this show, that they're not being persuaded by Barack, so you just don't say much about it?
Oh, I do think, now, and this is a very valuable discussion, Johnny, because this gets to our tactics here on Bob and Yurt Live, and we have to continually review and update our tactics. Because, you know, fundamental principles, they never change. Strategy is long-term, and tactics could change, you know, day by day or month by month or year by year. And so tactically, who do we target when we speak about leaders who are immoral? And certainly at some level, you target all leaders who are immoral. But if you try to attack everyone or target everyone, it's only noise and you get no traction. So quite often you have to focus your efforts, and then you get that one person to respond to you, or you get through to them, and they might just despise you more, but now they are more accountable to God, and it gives other people something to grab onto. And so it's a focus. And so, yeah, I would think that my audience overwhelmingly opposes a politician who says, I'm pro-choice. I would say my audience is, you know, better than 90%, probably much better than 90% of my regular audience would oppose automatically any politician who says they're pro-choice.
Well, it turns out that at least half of the people who I spoke to who are supporting Barack Obama, who identify themselves as Christian, they had no idea what his position on abortion was.
Oh, I bet you that's true. Well, I bet you that's true.
Well, aren't you presuming then that the people who listen to your show, who are anti-abortion, that they know Barack's view on this?
I am presuming that the vast majority know that the Democratic Party only nominates pro-abortion candidates. In fact, we had that discussion on the show, was it yesterday, a couple days ago, that, and maybe I'm mixing up the show with the Sunday school at Denver Bible Church. I think I am. But I know we've said it on the air many times that the conservative Christians compromise, but the Democrats, they don't compromise. They only support child killers. They would never vote for a judge who said, I'm against killing children, while Republicans actually nominate judges who support killing children. So, but Johnny, I'm with you in this. I definitely want everyone to know that Barack Obama is a child killer. Now, I called into my own show 2 weeks ago when Mitt Romney was in Denver. I don't know if you heard that program. And we were there. Actually, American Right to Life staged a phenomenal protest at Mitt Romney's campaign stop here, and a New York Times reporter snapped a photograph of our banner, and that photograph ended up on top of one of their last articles about Mitt Romney's campaign and how his campaign was in a free fall, and he was going to have to shovel a whole bunch more of his own money into the campaign to try to stop, you know, the impending doom of his candidacy. And so we were thrilled that our banner for American Right to Life, our logo, was on top of that article in the paper of record, the New York Times. Well, anyway, when I called in, Steve Curtis was hosting the show. I was at the campaign stop. And when I called in, we talked about Barack Obama. And I don't know if you heard that, Johnny, or the point that I made, but I said Barack Obama is way more dangerous to our country than Hillary Clinton, because Barack Obama is beloved by many more people than Hillary, and even Republicans are respecting him, even though his platform is virtually identical to Hillary Clinton's platform. And if Hillary won the White House, the Republicans would fight everything she tried to do, and maybe she would get 10% of her program through. Whereas if Barack Obama wins, he's going to get 40 to 50% of his program through, because even Republicans like him. So he will end up being far more destructive for our country if he's elected than would Hillary if she were elected. But I agree with you, Johnny, and I will take your input and warn people more regularly that Barack Obama is a pro-abort.
Thank you. And
you're welcome.
Can I ask you a follow-up question?
Sure.
My personal choice for president is Alan Keyes, and he's made some comments about Barack Obama that I want to ask you if you feel it's too far-reaching.
Okay.
He has called Barack Obama an evil man. Because of his position in Illinois, where he blocked Illinois' version of the Born Alive that Protection Act.
Yeah, Born Alive Infant Protection Act.
Right.
Which now, is where if a child does come out of the womb and is alive and is no longer in the mom, that an abortionist does not have the right to, and what they normally would do would be to drown the baby, or to put the baby in a bucket in a closet and wait for the baby to die, or to physically mutilate the baby and kill the baby. And Barack Obama voted against. He opposed any effort by the government to say if the baby comes out of the mother alive, you cannot kill that baby. And that shows how absolutely wicked Barack Obama is. Of course he is. And he will oversee the slaughter of far more children than Osama bin Laden could ever dream of killing if he's elected.
Right. Well, Alan Keyes called him evil. He said he is an evil man.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's true that Barack Obama is a Christian.
I don't believe that.
Well, we've had this discussion before years ago when we were talking about Jane Fonda.
You mean when you called into this show?
Yes.
Yeah, it is possible for a Christian to, in fact, sadly, Christians sin quite often. If you read the New Testament, you'll see that many of the young Christian churches in Europe that the Apostle Paul had founded, many of them were just mired in sin. And he had to spend a lot of his time rebuking them and correcting them.
Right.
And so that's real sad, and Christians often are deceived, and it is possible for Christians to do some pretty wicked things. The Apostle Peter, he denied the Lord 3 times. So Christians could do pretty wicked things, but then God sees in their heart if they truly love him, then they're saved. But it is possible for a Christian to say these brutally wicked things like, I'm pro-choice.
Well, there must be a reason why you don't think Obama is. I mean, he has expressed it with his mouth. He has
That's what Jimmy Carter,
book.
Right.
And And
Johnny, I don't believe that because there's the political motivation. Just like Jimmy Carter gets elected president because he's a born-again farmer from Georgia. Well, he used his religion as part of his ambition for power. And Obama, I see, as doing exactly the same thing. So I do not believe Obama's claim to any conversion to Christianity.
Let's say just, if you can just entertain this.
Yeah.
What if he was a Christian, if he is a Christian?
Yeah, if he is
a
Christian.
Would it still be appropriate for Alan Keyes to use that label on him?
Well, I think so, because we cannot judge the heart, we judge the fruit. And if someone is a Christian and then they're doing everything they can to hide it, and they're just giving lip service to Jesus Christ, Jesus is the one who said, many will come and say, Lord, Lord, and he will say, I never knew you. Depart from me into everlasting fire. So when somebody names the name of Christ, Jesus also said, many will come in my name and say, I am the Christ, but they will deceive many. So we need to judge them by their fruit. Judgment begins at the house of God, even if there's a Christian. Billy Graham writes in his book, right? You remember the Christian Workers Handbook that Billy Graham put out in 1997 and 2001, where he said that Christians could justify killing unborn children, even called them children, if their father's a criminal for rape or incest or for severe abnormality, if the baby's handicapped, you have Billy Graham's blessing to kill the baby. So Christians do awfully evil things. But I do not believe Barack Obama's claim that he's a Christian. Plus, his church, he goes to a racist church. Right? Did you hear the news that his pastor gives an annual award? And did you hear about the one award his pastor gave?
I didn't hear that.
Johnny, name. And I don't want to say it wrong. I believe I have it right. He gave an award to Louis Farrakhan, who is obviously a documented racist. And so, tragically, there's plenty of racism in the black community in America, just like there is racism in the white community. So, at best, Obama goes to a pro-abortion, pro-homosexual, black racist church.
And no, I don't, Bob, I wonder how Paul would have responded if, say, the Church of the Thessalonians, if he found out they gave an award to a pagan.
To a pagan?
Yes.
Well, I guess if they were holding a contest for who paved the streets of Thessalonica the best, I guess he might not care. But if they gave an award for the humanitarian of the year or the godly man of the year and that they gave it to a pagan, I think he'd be pretty angry.
Well, did I miss what kind of award that he gave?
Well, it's his annual award to Louis Farrakhan. No, I think you're agreeing that that would be pretty wicked.
Yeah, it is. It
yeah,
would be.
It's pretty wicked. And so it's just like George W. Bush. When he started running for office, I wanted to find out what kind of a Christian was he, because he's a Christian. So I called his church down, United Methodist Church in Houston, Texas. He went to a mega church, of course. That's where you get more votes. And it's the same church that Hillary Clinton goes to. United Methodists, they're pro-abortion, pro-homo, generally. Some of them, I mean, overwhelmingly, some of them are less so. But I talked to the membership coordinator for their church, and I asked if a homosexual could attend their church, be a member in good standing, and I was told yes. So anyway, it told me a lot about George W. Bush's Christianity, that it's somewhat similar to Hillary's. You know, they go to the same church in Washington, D.C., Foundry United Methodist Church, pro-homosexual, pro-abortion, pro-evolution. And they have had speakers in their pulpit, like Bishop Spong, who disdained Jesus Christ and teach that he never was raised from the dead. So, yeah, I put Obama's church in that camp. But thank you so much, Johnny.
Thank you for taking the time.
I really appreciate it, and I will do better in warning people about Obama.
Thanks, Bob.
Because of your call. May God bless you. I appreciate that. Johnny from California. Now, we have a commercial we could play. My brother is a contractor, and he's moved to Colorado for many reasons, but partly to help out with the pro-life ministry of American Right to Life and Bob and Yart Live. And so now he's set up shop in Colorado. Let me tell you, I've been on the job site with him, and he's good. So let's hear this spot.
When was the last time you were able to improve the look and value of your home and support your favorite local radio ministry? Well, Bob and Yart Live allows you to do just that. Bob's brother Brian has recently moved to Colorado from the East Coast and brings with him almost 30 years of experience beautifying homes. So whether you're in the market for a new kitchen or maybe a bathroom makeover or a new front door, you'll be thrilled with the results and happy to know that 5% of the proceeds will go directly toward keeping Bob on the air with the truth. Call Brian and he will personally help you to get the most bang for your home improvement buck. Crown moldings, windows, and door casings do a lot to add value and beautify a home's interior. Hardwood and laminate flooring look great underfoot, and new ceiling fans and chandeliers add that finishing touch. Call Brian Enyart today to see if he can assist you with your next home improvement project. Estimates are always free, and references are available upon request. Our number is 720-641-7033. That's 720-641-7033.
All right, so that's my brother, Brian, and no brother could be more thrilled with another brother. We have three of us, Robert, Brian, and David, my sister Sue, all strong Christians, committed Christians, with our kids being homeschooled, Christian education, and our kids, just the joy of our lives, and we fight against abortion so that other people could realize there is a God, there is right and wrong, and it flows from Him, and kids are a blessing and not a curse to be killed. Okay, hey, the Colorado Statesman, this weekly newspaper, comes out in mostly to the Capitol. They've got a great article in here about the personhood effort and the caucuses with the resolutions that were passed across Colorado in favor of Colorado for Equal Rights and their personhood effort. And let me ask you, please call. One of the distribution points for the petitions is Colorado Right to Life. Please call Colorado Right to Life. Go to their website or call them at 303-753-9394 and get a petition. We need more signatures. We might come in with just enough signatures, and Planned Parenthood will take us to court. They'll hire lawyers, and they will sue over every single signature. And if they invalidate some, we could lose. We need your help. So please get a petition, and this is our telethon. Could you tell? We need your help.